Up until now, most of the discussion about Bill Bratton's resume has been about stop and frisk. When he was tapped by Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio to be police commissioner, Bratton promised the practice would be conducted respectfully. But another focus as he returns to New York will be counterterrorism. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports Bratton's experience dates back to his first stint running the NYPD.
Colleagues say Bratton began strategizing about how to prevent attacks before it was part of the national agenda. He first became police commissioner in this city 20 years ago, right after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. In 2002, Bratton became chief of the Los Angeles Police Department and soon formed a special counterterrorism bureau, staffed by several hundred officers. Arif Ali Khan worked with Bratton as deputy mayor for Homeland Security and Public Safety for L.A. He says Bratton bolstered efforts there by bringing in experienced investigators, building partnerships with other agencies, as well as the private sector.
He also brought in technology, a system called HYDRA, which was a way to simulate and train police officers on what to do.
The HYDRA simulation system was a training tool first developed in Britain. But another idea from the United Kingdom was more controversial, collecting data about Muslim neighborhoods to identify areas where extremism could take hold. Community leaders and civil liberty groups objected loudly. Salam Al-Maradi of the Muslim Public Affairs Council in Southern California says Chief Bratton swiftly canceled the plan.
What we suggested instead of the mapping project was to have what's now known as the Chief's Muslim Forum, where the Muslim community and all the members of all the congregations of the mosques can speak directly to the chief.
Al-Maradi says he has received calls from some Muslims in New York curious about Bratton's tenure in Los Angeles. That's because here in the city, the NYPD employed undercover officers to observe and collect information on Muslims in mosques and other public venues. That outraged many in the region who said it was more akin to spying. The surveillance also angered some at the Federal Bureau of Investigation who thought the NYPD overstepped its bounds. Fred Siegel, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says it's an open question how Bratton will handle relations with the FBI.
When it comes to terrorism and counterterrorism, going back to the mafia in the 30s, New York has always had, the NYPD has had a rivalry with the FBI, and I don't know how that's going to play out. But there's a strong rivalry because there's a sense in the NYPD, we know this better than you do, speaking to the FBI, and we do a better job of it.
In addition to his work in the public sector, Bratton has worked as a security consultant for his firm and for others both here and abroad. Specific details on that chapter are less well known. He's also on the Department of Homeland Security's Advisory Council. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.